Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Only you can satisfy my soul, satisfy my soul. Say
only you can satisfy.
Only
you can satisfy my soul, satisfy my soul.
Say.
Satisfy my soul.
Say only you.
Only you can satisfy
only
me.
You.
Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Listen, you may not know how powerful what you are saying is, but may I inform you or remind you that Sunday from 12 p.m. when we close this service till next week, there is something that is going to be constant in your life, and that is, don't say amen, because I don't know what I want to say. There is going to be a huge, it has always happened, there's always this contention, there's this contention over your soul. You may not be able to explain it, but it has always been there. And you need to, like David, say to your soul, say to your own self. Sometimes you need to speak to God, but sometimes you need to say to your own self that your soul belongs to God. That this, your body, is not your own. It belongs to God. If not, you may find that the strength you need for the week may be withdrawn. Your soul needs something to work on, to reset. When you pull on the reset button, it needs something to work with. And the last place where you declare that you still belong to the Lord will be a good place to start. Whether you're a pastor, a master, a reverend, whatever your title is, listen, there is a contention. So you can say to your soul, you belong to the Lord. And that only Jesus can satisfy you. Can we take that song one more time?
Only you can satisfy my soul.
Satisfy
my soul.
Say only you.
Only you can satisfy.
Only you.
Only you can satisfy my soul.
I want you to mean it.
Satisfy my soul.
Say only you. Only you.
Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Say only you.
Only you can satisfy.
Only you.
Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Father, this morning we declare that the waters of this life, of this earth, will not be good enough for us. We declare that the pleasures of this world will not be enough for us. So we declare again as a community that we want only you, and that only you can satisfy us. So bless us with your presence. Bless us with fresh anointing. Bless us with your revelation in the name of Jesus, so that we can continue to become more like you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please welcome somebody to your left and your right and bless them in the name of the Lord. Hey, only you.
Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy me. satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Let's rise in our faith and read John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief does not come except to what? To steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Sometimes when you read the scripture, it's good to personalize it, that Jesus is talking to you. All right? Now, let's sit and review this verse, a very beautiful verse. You know, appeared. This would have been a good time to sing, I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is power. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
One more time. I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
Now, at some time, I think early this year, we started going through the New Testament, and we're almost done. Amen. Some of you have not even been following, so you are not aware. We are almost done. Amen. After now, we'll go into the book of Psalm and read 150 chapters in 1 week. Amen. All right. Don't be afraid. The Lord is with you. Amen. Now, I have an iPhone 12 Pro here. Who has any iPhone model 6, 7, 8? Please wave. 6, 7. Okay, please, I will need it. Who has 15? 14? 16? I will need... There's 14. Please come. 14. Busayo, please come. No, take out the pouch. We need... the logo is very important. The brand, the Zoe, the eternal life, is very important. Okay. my mother and the Lord, I didn't know it was you. Okay, please come. The sisters can come. 16. Is this 14, right? 14 Pro Max. Just face the camera. Don't look at me. Amen. Do we have 15? Please hold. You can hold this also. This one. This is the one I'm managing. So, please face the congregation. Amen. 15. Ah, sound of refuge. No 15. With all the noise, you people like me. Somebody now receive 16. Amen. For you want to receive your salary, your annual salary. Okay. All right. So we have 7, 8. Oh no, switch your hands because we have to move this way. Yeah. So we have, please, ma, please come close. We have 8 plus, 12 Pro, and 14 Pro Max. Amen. Hallelujah. Sorry, let me see that phone safe, because I've only heard about it. Wow. Amen. This is eternal life. Amen. All right, look at the screen, and I want us to follow. Please put up that scripture. So it's a demo. I told you the message is very short. If you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, watch the message again. Amen. Jesus, and when you want to many times interpret scripture, you have to look at it in context. Jesus said that the devil's primary assignment is to steal, kill, and the question is, what exactly is he coming to steal? What exactly is he coming to destroy? What exactly is he coming to kill or to destroy? And Jesus also gave us a brief definition of his own assignment. So what Jesus came to do was what Satan came to abolish. Which means the primary explanation for this verse is that Satan comes to steal your eternal life. Are we together? Does it make sense? Context-wise, yeah? So Satan may not be able to stop you. He may struggle to stop you from obtaining eternal life, which is by faith in Christ Jesus. You can't earn it. You can't say, oh, because your dad is a pastor, it means you are... There are many pastors' children that will go from church to hell. All right? Because they didn't believe in Christ. They believed in their pastor. All right? Say, God forbid. Yesterday, there's this lady that... I'm sorry, you. Me, I will just say my own and leave it. Well... Your favorite artist, that's your favorite, Tyler Perry. There's one lady that normally acts for him, Taraji. Yeah, Taraji. So, Ensign. So she came out yesterday and announced that she's now an Oshun worshiper. Oshun, eh? The one you ignored next door at Oshun State. Eh? She said it's a newfound peace. Did you see it online too? It's on. Go on YouTube and check. Say it's my newfound piece. Then they played a previous clip of when she was on a podcast and she was like, you know, if you really believe in God, in Jesus, you have to walk in love. People were clapping for her. So then I played the new clip. So what happened is that the thieves visited her. Huh? The thieves, the enemy, visited her. And while nobody was watching, everybody felt, oh, she's all right. Eh? Like, someone may be looking at you now and say, oh, you are all right. But you are not all right. Eh? If you had been in church, it would have been a good opportunity for us to observe you and say, somebody needs to speak to our sister. But because she's an A, what is it, A-list? What do you call them? A-list actress. You just feel she's okay. She knows what she's doing. And she may be battling with depression. But she went on the podcast and said Jesus was the only way. And she said, I know some of you may not like it, but Jesus, you must believe in God. For God so loved the world. Then when all of us thought we've won our soul, let's go and look for the other souls. Satan came through the back and stole. You are the one who thinks that Satan has forgotten about you. Satan does not give up about any soul. As I speak to you, and you have to be very careful, and I'm not saying this to make you scared. There are a lot of pastors today that have been initiated into the cult. Young pastors that you see on YouTube, and it's so scary that I've had to ask my wife, are you sure I'm doing the right thing with my life? Because I'm scared. Like, why? How? Huh? I'm not talking about fornication, no. That one is easy. Because if you fornicate, we'll suspend you for 3 months, go through discipline, or whatever it is we want to do, we'll stretch our hands and pray for your forgiveness. That's not what I'm talking about. People that were being initiated without their permission. People were initiated with a cup of wine. And they suddenly found that they began to have uncontrollable powers. And they now told them that power is from the marine world. This power will work with Jesus. It will work with Muhammad. It will work with whatever name you mention. Just represent us. And then they will tell many of them, we want you to go out there and say something controversial. That's the price you have to pay. Then you see somebody just come out and make, somebody that you think should know the Bible enough. He will just make one statement like, ah-ah. And then we're like, ah-ah. Do you understand? Like, somebody of your level, you cannot be debating the deity of Christ. You cannot be making statements about Jesus that where it is clearly stated that this is not what Jesus stands for. Do you understand? But you will not understand where that thing is coming from. You will just think, And then you see the bloggers coming after those people. And as they keep coming after them, you see their popularity soaring. What was supposed to destroy them, we now add. So that's the blessing, in quote, the blessing of the Lord. So, are you with me? So, for the Lord, there are certain blessings the Lord will not put in your life until you take a public stance for him. There are also certain things Satan will not open to you until you come out and take a public stance against your master, who is Christ. It may look very subtle, but anybody who has ears. Huh? There's a particular pastor, is quite elderly, I can mention it, but that's not why we are here today. All right? I'm just trying to tell you that what we used to think, that Satan doesn't target some people again because they are with Christ. It's a joke. He's targeting everybody. When we started embracing pleasure and trying to be like the world, we didn't know what Satan was doing. Satan was trying to spread a particular atmosphere over the church so that when he starts to weaken us from inside, which is what Pastor Buki was talking about when she spoke about termites. It's a very quiet walk. It just begins to happen. You just realize that, really, you may not really find any pastor. I'm not talking about Baba Adeboye and that gent. No, I'm talking about the younger pastor. You may not really find any pastor that is talking about the need for consecration. Bishop Oyedepo was a bishop in his 40s. You think he deserves it now because he's old. He was less than my age when he became a bishop. For you to see how impact works. Huh? Some of these, our fathers we look at now, have been doing exploits since when they were very young. And we saw them in that light and we honored them. But Satan didn't give up. He waited for some of them to hit 60 years. Then he brought them into the Freemason. I saw a man of God, very popular in Ghana, that was speaking to the camera and speaking to a Muslim community and saying, in the name of Allah. And it was, they had an issue, was trying to apologize to them. Was using, no, you cannot, you are not. See, hello. I know the Quran mentions Jesus, but our Jesus is not their Jesus. I can use the Quran to explain some things, but really, when we really come down to it, our God has a son. Allah doesn't have a son. Does that look like they are the same? So when we say we are serving the same God, it's just for the cameras, the optics, so that there will be peace in the land. There are more than 40, 50 countries in the world that is publicly and fully Islamic. Then you leave your own country in Iran or Iraq. You come to England or Canada. And then you come with your religion. I'm trying to tell you how Satan steals. Because Satan is not just stealing on a personal scale. He's stealing on a family scale. He's stealing on a national scale. He's stealing on a continental scale. So why you think it's just about you? Satan has a big plan. Anything he's doing with you, he has targeted your children. You think it's just you. That's why you find that there are families where the intercessor in that family is taken away. You will see all kinds of things. Terrible things will start happening in that family because nobody's praying again. Please ask your neighbor, peradventure, are you the intercessor over your family? Please ask them like you know what you are saying. Please ask them, peradventure, I'm not sure. Are you the intercessor over your family? Because you need to understand that your job is not just to be an intercessor, it's to raise a replacement. Yes. There was a family I was listening to yesterday. The father of the house was a politician, and he was a Christian, and he was a prayerful man. The day the man died, this man is in Ghana, all the children started having problems. They started having divorce. Their children started falling sick. Sickness, like back to back, all of them. Like you have like 5 children sick at the same time, hospitalized. No treatment. No known treatment. Then they went to a prophet. I was watching the video yesterday. The prophet said, this thing happened. Who is so person? And he mentioned the father's name. He said, oh, that's our dad. He said, your dad used to be a prayer person. He was a politician. He belonged to this party. He said, yes. That's the beauty of prophetic ministry. Not your number is 003344. And so what? If that number you are giving me will not help to clarify the purpose of God, then I know my number. You don't need to put it on the internet. You will know where I'm going in a bit. Please, apologies. I know I'm stressing you, but we are all preachers today. This is what I go through every Sunday. Are you blessed? The prophet told them that the reason why Satan was gaining a upper hand in their family was because the person who was praying over everyone died 2020. And in the space of 4 years, see the calamity, everybody's divorcing, people are being hospitalized. No. I said, wow. So this is the role of an intercessor. The brother that was in that meeting was the one the father was supposed to train on how to pray. That one went to become a school teacher. Please put up John 10:10. My goal today is understanding. I'm not here to be a good preacher. I'll be preaching in the evening, so when I get there, I will speak all the language they want. But here, my job is to give understanding. Question. Does this particular thief in this scripture seems to be a particular type that knows what he's looking for? He's not looking for everything. This thief will never take your car. He will take what produces the car. He will not take your peace. He will take you away from what gives you peace. Because the moment there is consistent sin in your life, God cannot touch you. That's his nature. If there was anybody that was befitting of forgiveness, it would have been Satan or Lucifer. And, you know, Pastor Buki just touched a few things. You know, really, it just occurred to me for the first time why you are teaching. Like, why didn't Satan say, I'm sorry? Then let it be on God's conscience that everybody says, sir, he has begged. Sir, he has begged. No. I'm angry. Sir, he has begged. Who does he like? Holy Spirit, please. I don't know what came over me. He says, no, you too, what you did was bad. Say, we will kneel down outside the gate till his heart. But you see, there's a difference between rebellion and mistake. What he did was rebellion, which means he had thought about it. Which means he has decided that if this attempt we are making fails to go in our favor, we would rather die. So God granted him his request. So he has been depreciating since then. So God is enjoying the depreciation. And there's a formula to it. You don't know there's formula to depreciation. You didn't do further mass. Depreciation is under further mass, right? Where am I? Sorry, Joe. Accounting. But I think economics broaches it, but it doesn't do the calculation. Sorry, please. Now you are confusing me. I'm not an accountant, I'm a pastor. Amen. But thank you. You will preach next Sunday, so I can explain. You can explain. Please, let's celebrate our preacher. Don't run away. She'll come and meet me after and say, please. All right. Now, put up that scripture. I want to show you something else. Now, if I was to ask you a question tomorrow, and that question was, why do you think Satan is interested in your life? What do you think, what is he there to take away? What would be your answer? Look at that scripture, John 10:10. Huh? Sorry, Yvonne. It's an OBJ. It's an objective question. Eternal life. Huh? And for you, who has gone through so many challenges in life, you may not really grasp why that would be what Satan is interested in. Because for you, there are other big problems you think you have. So there is something here that is so important, but you don't know how important it is. That's why you are careless with it. One other thing I want you to see in this scripture is that Jesus said, my mission on earth is to give my people life, and they might have it in what? Now, the Amplified Classic Edition has taken a step forward to say, to the full until it what? Which means that the life of God can be experienced in levels. While basically we all have eternal life, but our functionality is not the same. And that's why I asked my sisters to show us their phones. This is an iPhone 8 Plus 12. Please, can I have the other iPhone there? I was trying to check online the difference between some of these iPhones. Now, I want you to see from my description that this iPhone 8 Plus, can you make regular calls with it? Can you receive text messages? Those are basic functionalities of eternal life. Can this phone receive updates? There are certain updates it cannot receive. It can receive updates, but there are most of the major recent updates, iPhone 8 can no longer receive it. Now, if you are a Gen Z or Gen Alpha, and someone says, oh, I have a gift for you, and it gives you an iPhone 6 or 7, do you think my daughter will consider that a fantastic gift? She won't, because she knows the difference. She's 11, but she knows the difference. She has researched it. You know, sometimes I'm trying to do some animations on the software, and I'm struggling with it. Then she just walks past me, and she says, Daddy, what are you trying to do? I say, something. So she say, you are getting it wrong. like, who said that? And she just like, click on the file, go to effect. Maybe I'm trying to use the tracking mode. You say, drag the tracking, put it here. Okay, text and text tracking. Well, the money I'm paying is not wasted. But you know, it's like, so one day I asked her, I said, what you just described, was it hard for you to answer? I said, no. I have watched several videos on that. I didn't get it. And I said, you understand? He said, that is very cheap. And I just watched 2 tutorials on YouTube. I said, wow, you are so smart. Thank you. When she left, so the question I asked myself is it possible that they now know things that I don't? All the time she sits on my computer playing around with it. So my question is, what else does she know that I'm not even aware of? Because this one alone, I'm still processing. So I say, I have to start praying for her. That's what our parents say, my daughter, I'm praying for you. There are certain things, certain applications that are built like early this year, you cannot download it on an iPhone 8. Sometimes, let me upgrade. iPhone X. Sometimes I get a prompt on iPhone 12 Pro to run certain updates. I don't see it on iPhone X. I have both. I'm trying to describe when Jesus says, I have given you life, and that you will have it in abundance. They both have the... Sorry. They all have the trademark of the iPhone, which is eternal life. But in terms of, for instance, taking cinematic shots. If these ones are talking, this one should hide their face. I mean iPhone 8, iPhone X, just in the business meeting, just keep quiet and be nodding your head like you understand. Then where iPhone 12 Pro tells this one, you should be ashamed of yourself, iPhone 8, this is a strategy meeting. You should not be here. Then this iPhone 14 looks at iPhone 12 and say, what did you say? I only gave you the privilege of sitting with us. You are a junior officer. Can I have this one? Where is it? It's not here. Okay, so I have a 16 at home. But it's not mine. I borrowed it. The owner is seated here somewhere. So when 16 stands, it looks smaller in size. But you see the authority it carries. This 14 Pro Max, we prostrate and say, Master, Master, Master. So I realized that physical size, my height, how boldly I talk, is not a reflection of my authority level spiritually. Are you still with me? Jesus already established. Thank you, please. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Please, let's celebrate iPhone 8, iPhone 12, and our mentor, iPhone 14. Those are levels of the divine life. Amen. So it's just an example, though. Don't go and say the pastor said, because some people like to misunderstand what I say, you know. So I'm taking off from where our pastor left off. Jesus suggested that even though we all have the life of God, we don't operate it at the same level. Put up that scripture. Most times when I've read this scripture, what I thought and I think I have read is that I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. What I actually heard was, I have come that you have had that you might have life. That's what I heard. That's like the major theme of the good side, of the positive side of that verse. What I didn't grasp till recently is that not only does Jesus give me life, he stays with me for continuous upgrade. He stays with me, and anytime he sees that I am growing, he now begins to administer a higher level of his life. So now you take this one, it's an upgrade. Then your system will do a reset, a reboot. And when it comes up, you may notice that you have a different gallery. The feel looks nicer. Because they are all iPhones. Now, you may have an iPhone 14 Pro Max, two iPhone 14 Pro Max, but one has not been, maybe you've been in the missionary field for like 3 months. So you just charge and make call. No access to Wi-Fi. So, but this one is running on the latest update, iOS update. This one has not been close to Wi-Fi in a while. So even though they are both iPhone 14, one is already being promoted, one is being demoted. So there are certain things when I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you will see the demons back off. The one with the latest obey will just come and stretch his hand. And in his mind, they will think, Jesus does it. The update will give you access to certain functionalities. People begin to look at it like, are you sure this person is a Christian? Because certain battles and certain challenges that you have to face and you have to deal with will now be measured by the life, the quality of life you now live and you are able to express. I was watching some of these my Chinese guys, and one of the guys that was being trained received a major impartation according to their order. And his teacher said to him, now that you have received this, I want you to know you have not fully mastered it. You need to spend time in meditation and prayers. That's what his teacher told him. Eh? And then I remember that Jesus said, what? Pray. Eh? What does the scripture say? He said we are to pray without ceasing. Then Jesus also taught us. He said this is how to pray. And then we studied the life of Jesus and we observed that apart from preaching, prayer was the other significant activity Jesus gave himself to. Which means that that I might have, that's part, be part of the scripture that says that I might have life more abundantly, depends on certain things I do or do not do. Are we together? The first part is triggered by faith. The later part is triggered by my cooperation with the Holy Spirit. Huh? So the question I want to ask you this morning is, are you on the latest update? Where you are right now in your life, do you get the feeling that you are running on the latest update that everyone is running on? Or are you still happy that you are a 14 Pro Max in the day of 16? When we are on the iPhone 16? And please believe me, if we are all running on the latest update, but you are a 14 Pro or 13 Pro Max and I'm a 16, what's the highest level? What's the highest grade for the 16? Is it Pro Max? Do they have Pro Max? Huh? They have Pro Max, right? So if I'm on the 16 Pro Max, they don't. 16 Pro. If I'm on the 16 Pro and she's on the 13 Pro Max, even though we all ran the update yesterday, we will still not have the same functionality. The access to power. For instance, they may tell you that one of the functions of this particular device is that it comes with a very strong battery life. Which means, if I'm in the Pro Max, where you have good cinematic shots and all of that, I don't need to move all my gadgets to the location. I can hold two phones, take a few shots, and when I come out, you will think I actually came with all the expensive equipment. If I am going to be in a spiritual warfare that I am not really sure how long it will take for that battle to be won, I need a particular device that has the functionality to give me extensive battery life. Which means when I'm praying, I can pray for a certain number of hours and I will not require a recharge. But no matter how sincere you are, if your battery life, if your spiritual level only allows you the grace to pray without needing a charger for 45 minutes, what if that battle will only break or crack after 2 hours? Now, you don't know, but the question is, are you not thinking that some of the prayers you are praying, they have persisted because you didn't pray long enough? Now, this is not a message marketing the Apple product. But Paul told us, he said, we can learn spiritual things by looking at natural things. And Jesus told us, he said, you can have this life, but not have it abundantly. That's what John 10:10 says. My job is to introduce you to that life till you have it to the overflow. Which means so initially you start by your righteousness in Christ Jesus by faith, and you are pulling up, then you hit a particular level. It's called the overflow, where everything around you is connected to the mainframe. Somebody touches Jesus, Jesus did not even pray, and the woman got healed. He didn't pray. Jesus saw a man, a soldier, and he said to him, oh, I've not seen this type of faith before. Go home, your servant is healed. Was that prayer? Jesus didn't pray. He simply told him that go home. When you get home, your servant will be healed. The Bible says the servant was healed that self same hour, which means the guy did not just jump up and get well. That miracle took the space of close to 1 hour, self same hour, which means between the time the man left Jesus and was going home, the brother suddenly felt like, I want to sit up. Help me. Then they helped him up. He sat up. Would you want some tea? Say yes. Thank God. He has not been eating since last week. They gave him tea. Or in Nigeria, they gave him pap. Then he say, help me up. Let me see if I can walk. I want to stroll. I feel some joint pain. Only for him to get to the parlor, he saw some people gisting there. This is good though. How are you? They shook his hand. Who they play match? Say, I say, nice. Within the press of an hour, he stretched. He got up. It was not the miracle of a blind man who started seeing immediately. Same hour. Between when that man left Jesus and when he got back home, the brother was already on his feet. Healed. I have seen people, I've met people that we prayed for, and they got healed, but the healing manifested as they slept. They woke up the next morning and noticed they were fully healed. Jesus didn't pray. He simply spoke a word. That means as I continue to go through all these upgrades, I will begin to see certain parameters changing. Number one, the quality of my divine life. I will begin to experience a change, the quality of my divine life. I will now notice that what it takes for me to experience God's presence is not as long and as far as what I am experiencing now. If the Lord walks away from me, my functionality now enables me to know. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you may be an iPhone 8, iPhone 7. The only way you know is after others have known. When somebody says, I just perceive in my spirit that the Lord says, we are going forward, let's go to the right. Amen. Hallelujah. iPhone 14 Pro Max, 13 will say, yes, while 14 was speaking, I received a witness in my heart. Hallelujah. So the value of an 8 plus Christian is to be in the midst of those who are receiving signals first. The security of an 8 plus Christian is to be in the midst of other senior believers who will most likely hear the instruction first, because at 8 level, Satan would have caught you. There is nothing the Lord is saying to you now that is not in some way speaking to the body of Christ as a whole. You have to understand this. He may say it in a generic way. Look at what the bookie shared this morning. And last Tuesday, I started speaking about the Ephesian church, right? That's the first church Jesus spoke to in the book of Revelation. And we are going to the next church on Tuesday. So, and Jesus addressed certain things with that church, about 4 or 5 things that he liked about them. And he brought out just one item that destroyed everything. And Jesus was talking about their personal relationship with him. Can I tell you that even though you are married, your husband's closeness to God is not your own closeness? For those of you that depend on your wife to pray for you, thank you very much. God bless you. Can I also tell you that the prayers of your wife is not your proximity to God, it's our own proximity. So don't go and say, my wife, by the grace of God. Huh. The day your wife decides to punish you and turn off the cell tower. You know, don't be a type of football club that is always aspiring for the cup. But maybe they will get it tomorrow. But again, they have failed to get it. But some people are still following that club righteously because they are 8 plus. If you ask somebody, why do you like this? You say, I like their jersey. The jersey might be bright red and very expensive, but they are not winning matches. Nobody likes to go to warfare, and every time you lose your commanders, you lose people are looking for how to leave the club, and you are still here saying, for a top club, top G. Sir, you start well. Every time you start well, people are already afraid because they know that somewhere in the middle, you will start losing steam. Eh? So I don't know if you are in that club and you are here this morning, but has left that club. So don't waste your time saying, I die here. Just humble yourself and upgrade. Tell your neighbor, upgrade. The good news is that unlike the iPhone, for which you will have to buy a new one, the primary tool for upgrade is already in you, which is the life of God. You don't need to buy a new device. And that's good news, because if you have to buy an iPhone 16, you are probably looking at 1.8 million, somewhere in that range, which is enough to move your life forward. So the question is, what are you really interested in? Moving forward or to have the latest iPhone? And believe me, I have to be honest with you. I held an iPhone for the first time in my life recently. iPhone 16 for the first time. You know, me, I'm a recluse. So if I don't have something, I'll say, it doesn't matter. But when I held that phone, I desired it. I'm telling you, I don't know where that feeling came from. iPhone 16, no. I held it. For like 3 days, the battery was still full. I said, wow. Then I asked the sister that got the phone. I said, won't you use the phone? That is the type of phone that when you have it in your hand, you don't put it in your pocket. You walk into meetings holding that. You see all these pouch and things you put around your phone. It's because it's not 16. You buy a very good phone, 14 Pro Max, 15. You now buy one Chinese pouch to disgrace the phone. It's because you don't know what you have. When you have a 16, you are going into a meeting, you remove the pouch, put it in your bag, hold the phone. I walk and say, are you doctor? I say, yeah, I'm here for the conference. He say, oh, please, are you the keynote speaker? And they look at your hand. Madam, please, this way. I know that the life of a man does not consist. But I am telling you that if Samuel was moved by the appearance of Eliab, it means anybody can be moved by what they see. Tell your neighbor, dress well. Okay, tell your neighbor, dress for your assignment. If you're a doctor, stop looking like a carpenter. So there will be no destiny mismatch. Jesus told us, and I believe, put up the scripture, the only reason Satan will be able to steal what God has given me is if I'm not growing. Because with each upgrade, there are added security features. Come on, are you here now? Which means what it takes to break into an iPhone 8, you will need to sweat to break into a 14. The whole idea of the upgrade is more about security features. Which means if before now on the level 8 spiritually, all you needed, all Satan needed to do was to prevent you from fasting in the space of 1 month and then allow you argue with your wife for like 3 days and you are fighting. There's a lot of contention in the air. And that is all Satan needs to break into your home and afflict your children. On iPhone 16 level, that may not be enough for him. Because your system now comes built to resist such attack. What he might need to do to break your security defense is for you to begin to commonize eternal things. Not necessarily fighting. Do you understand? With each upgrade comes added, you are padded with certain level of security features. The demons and the witches in your area, they will try to do so many things and they will not. There's a level where the demons see you. There's another level you become invincible to them. Completely invincible. And don't tell me it's African magic. Because Jesus preached at some point and he offended the people. And they wanted to push him off a cliff. And Jesus just self-activated. Christ mode. I say Christ mode. But the man they know is Jesus. But now, Christ mode. And he walked through the armies. It was a physical thing. They saw him, then they didn't see him again. Say in him was life. And that life was the light of men. Which means for me to grow spiritually to the point where I am always being loaded daily with benefits, with upgrades. I'm being loaded daily.
I say your upgrade is daily. Your upgrade is what? It's daily. We are not waiting for every 2 weeks, every 1 month like iOS. No. It daily loads us with what? When it looks at the plan of the enemy for your life, that will inform the upgrade for that morning. You only get that upgrade if you are in his presence that day. So if the devil cannot stop you from praying, it will bring contention through your spouse. It will bring contention through some news you receive about your child in school. It will bring some news about, oh, there's a new MD, there's a new ED. In his former company, he laid off everybody. Oh, I don't know if I will be keeping my job. You wake up feeling depressed. You wake up with this terrible client that has refused to pay you, and yet he's taking pictures with the phone you gave him. Some people actually have no shame. So you cannot even insult them. Come on, say upgrade. When you understand this concept, you can now play a part in determining your spiritual development. The problem many times is not the intensity of the battle. It is the level of the believer. That level is too low. And the battle is getting more intense. And once the devil corners you, what he will do is that he will no longer tell you not to pray. He has cornered you. He will increase your workload at the office. So now you are cornered on every side. You can see that this is an attack. But now something is happening at the office. You now have to stay awake. You are staying awake, but it's not to pray. Then somewhere you have to begin to feel guilty. Ah, I'm not praying. Have you had that feeling? Like, I'm not praying. For 1 month, and you are still not praying, no? But the thing is in your head. I'm not praying. This thing, I need to take this matter seriously. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. In the twin fast, there will be 5-10 minutes where your brain will be correct. The Holy Spirit will now use that 10 minutes to talk to you. This thing you are looking at like this, you are trying to tell yourself, it will pass, it will be. But you can see that this thing has met the requirement for spiritual attack. It has met it. This your boss that used to be very friendly to you, now is becoming hostile, is insulting you in your meetings. You need to pray. And then you will get home. Sit on the chair, Netflix. You will just see one movie. It's like, they finally put this film on Netflix. Oh, I saw it on Instagram. They talked about sinners. Keep walking straight. Those of us in that WhatsApp group, you know ourselves. Just look straight. Don't turn your head. Just you just sit down. I'm even frustrated. I'm tired. You know, you are not speaking out. Conversations of the mind. Play. Bam. You just want to distract your mind. 2 hours. Each episode is 45 minutes. Bam. Bam. Begin to indulge. If you were a non-believer, you would have used alcohol. But because you are in Christ, you use Netflix. Start indulging. Meanwhile, everything that we do in life either gives essence or takes it. Are you with me? Anything you do. And that is why, as a Christian, if you spend, I don't know about you ladies, but for brothers, when you spend too much time talking to a particular lady, sometimes, as a Christian, you feel drained. Especially if the Holy Spirit is saying no. You will leave that conversation feeling drained. Sometimes you chat. After that chat, you start asking for forgiveness. Amen and amen. Amen. So those in that WhatsApp group are already identifying themselves. Sometimes you speak. Have you ever spoken to your boss? Have you ever gone for a business meeting and you came out drained? Mentally, just like 9 a.m. in the morning, you're already tired. The tone of the meeting was not fantastic. If everything is looking bleak. Sometimes it's not really that anything terrible was being said, but somehow the atmosphere drained you. Huh? That's how this whole thing works. And Satan will never hold any man in a corner and leave him. Once he puts you in a corner, there are only one or two things that will be happening. Number one, you start receiving blows. Number two, you start receiving blows. More blows. That makes sense, right? If you put someone in a corner, that's most likely what you are going to do. Uh-huh. If you're a woman, you might add biting. Biting to the blows. Because the teeth of women is structured in a way to send strong messages. When they bite you, especially when it has to do with their children, you will never forget. In fact, 5 years when they ask that man, she beat me. He will never say what he did, though. But that, can you imagine, Mama, she held me and beat me by the neck. That woman is a witch. That bite, nobody forgets it in a hurry. So, brothers, take note. Do you know that when you are in a corner and being beaten, the only person that can help you is someone outside that box? Are you flowing? Are you tracking? This is why spiritual community, relationship among Christians is very important. It is very possible that sometimes it's not that you are weak, but you slipped. There is, if you watch wrestling, sometimes the fighter slips. When he slips, the other opponent takes advantage. So the battle will be won, not because that fighter was better, but because he saw a weakness and he took advantage. The scripture says, a little slip. You know, one of the easiest things to make an excuse for is sleep. I'm tired. I'll pray tomorrow. If you don't have a brother or a sister in your life that you can tell, do you know I've not been praying? And you say, you don't have friends. If you say you're a Christian, somebody will take me to Insta blog now. I said, if you say you're a Christian, I want you to be thinking about all those people you call your friends now. If you don't have one Christian in your life who is a fervent, prayerful person, fervent Christian, that if you tell, I'm struggling with my prayer, if he'll tell you, let's fast tomorrow. Pray. Come to the house. Let's stretch. Let's stretch our muscles. Stretch our muscles is 3 hours. So. She said, ha. People do not know that there are doors spiritually that don't open to lazy people. They never open. Do you think that Satan, knowing the kind of concentration you have, he will allow you enter into a particular level in your business, knowing that with the kind of heart you have for God, what money can do in your hand for God? You think he will allow you? Satan doesn't read people's mind, but he understands patterns. He sits for a while, and the moment he's able to read you, she wakes up, picks her phone, checks Instagram, then gets up, brushes around 8, has about 9, she does her remote work, watch Netflix, sleep around 4 p.m., gets up, then 8 p.m., then she binges again till like 1 a.m. She says she's always tired. Once they can establish. Now, for those of you that, do we have people who are YouTubers here? You have like a YouTube channel. Wave to me. I want to say something. Okay. Now, if you, there's a section in your YouTube, they call it YouTube Studios, YouTube Analytics. If you go to YouTube Analytics and click on audience. Have you been there before? It will tell you what time those who subscribe to your channel will be online. It's predictive. And what is it doing? It has studied data over a period of time. Now, please put this in your note. Attention is currency. Attention is currency. Don't let anybody deceive you. Attention is currency. Data is currency. Information. Not money is not as important as data again. Because whoever controls the data, we take the money. Attention, whatever has the capacity to hold your gaze, can do something with your life. Whatever or whoever has the power to hold your gaze and hold your attention and hold it for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes and you are unable to break free, that person has power over you. So we really can take, you know, we are talking about the abundance. We really can take it a step further and tell ourselves, look, I need to put myself on a spiritual program. The spiritual development doesn't happen because Jesus loves you. It happens because you do something about the love of Jesus. Spiritual development doesn't happen because Jesus loves you. It happens because you respond to the love that you have found in Jesus Christ. The scripture said, even though we are unfaithful, he said, yet God cannot deny himself. Huh? God cannot deny himself that he is God, he's faithful, he's consistent, and we always be waiting for you. But if you sleep, instead of bouncing back up and running back to God, you begin to wallow in self-pity. Excuse me, did you die for your sins? Do you think that the wrath of man will work the righteousness of God? I am not saying you should not feel bad when you sin. I am saying that your Savior is standing here. Run to him. Just wake up 1 week. You don't know the soap you used that week to that Sunday to bathe. Chike will remember you. Chike, since which day? Chike that we last spoke 2019. Chike that told you, you are not my type. Still has your number. Hello, beautiful. With some very powerful emoji. Yeah, me, I don't even know what's the big deal about this emoji thing, but it seems to be a big deal. And I just learned that each emoji has a meaning. So if you like, go and use the wrong emoji, and they will tell you the name of your father. You are still dealing with, and you spent the whole day chatting with Chike, trying to come. So where are you now? What's he say? I work with CBN, or I work with NLNG. Say, you are doing so well. Say, yeah. In fact, we just got back from Bahrain. We went for training and all of that, and it was really good. I might be going back again. Luxembourg. Meanwhile, you just got a quick notice from your landlord at Fadi. Like, he's talking, he's so polished, he's so refined. Yes, yes, that's how Satan works. It has to be polished. Satan doesn't plan to strike twice, it's once, and he must get you. So how are you doing? Where have you been? Say, well, I'm in Lagos, no Nigeria. Satan will tell his agent, say, press on, you are getting her. Once you start complaining, the door is open. Once I start complaining, the door opens. It could be a casual conversation. It could be a serious conversation. Once I start complaining, the door of the enemy opens. When the Israelites complained, they were destroyed. There was no time for them to be redeemed. They started complaining against God's servant. God did not say, it should be Moses. God took it like a direct insult to his person. Bam! Satan hit them. All this, I just like being factual. Hello, you are a Christian. Stay in the word. Please tell your neighbor, stay in the word. The spirit realm does not identify, I'm just saying my mind. I just like to be honest. What they want to, you say, by the words of your mouth you shall be snared or delivered. So there's nothing like, it was a slip of tongue. That is why even when you have made a mistake, you must reset that button by beginning to speak your real intention. You know, my mom had migraine, my dad had migraine, my sister had migraine. Now I'm beginning to feel migraine. You have even gone the distance of associating and justifying why you should have it. So now you will need deliverance. My mom got married at 37. My sister, she even struggled. It was 36 and a half. Then the other one that I even tried. The wedding was 2 weeks time. They broke up. Now, when you fail to study the word, you will become proficient at studying what the enemy is saying. There's no middle ground. You will be, everybody's an analyst. But what we're analyzing is different. Your mom struggled to get married at 38. Praise God, Elia. Did she marry? Say yes. Okay. Your sister too. Yes. Now, look at all these people. What do you think is consistent with them? Look at their prayer life. Look at their knowledge of the word. Look at their ability to stand on the word. Because a lot of us know the word, but we don't know how to stand on it. Standing on it means that you will feel the pain in your chest. You will feel like you are about to die. And yet you will say, I shall not die, but live to declare. There are moments in your life you don't have time to speak in tongues. Just hold one scripture and keep repeating. Keep repeating. Keep repeating. Keep repeating. Keep repeating. Keep repeating. Oh, we are going to lay off 300 people in this office. You say, no man on earth has the power to take my job from me. Jesus said, I will lay down my life and I will pick it up. No man has the power to take my job from me. Yeah. Then you take that position. You can see what the kind of males that are flying in the organization. You take a stand. When my boss said to me, the company has decided they are going to lay off. We cannot have two supervisors in one department. One should go and the other will continue the job. Benga, I just want you to know I will not be the one going. That's what she said to me. I went back to my, because then I used to live around Aja. That was the first house I ever rented in Lagos. That house is so special, very dear to me. Because I did not know that it's possible to be neighbors with crocodiles. And snakes I've never seen before in my life. Snakes that swim through slimy waters. The back of my room, where I'm supposed to be washing plates, is a pond. You see things moving. Sometimes they come out, they raise their head. Meanwhile, my mom was in a village telling people my son is in Lagos. Please, when you talk about Lagos, where exactly? Are you talking about Banana Island, Ikoyi? Or is it this Nungu? This place I went to put my head. People like your testimony. They don't want to go through your process. I looked at the wall. There was a day I slept. I mistakenly left my back door open. It was on Saturday. I was so tired. I just rolled up. I was sleeping on the floor. You're asking for a bed. If you are lucky, you can get a student mattress. You better sleep. I just rolled on that small mattress. I opened my eye and I saw the snake like this over my head. She has given me power over snakes. I just used my leg. Shut the door. I said, oh boy. So if I pay 120,000, this is the kind of house where that I'll be getting in Lagos. Like snakes, scorpions. If you want to know the area somewhere around power line in Adobadu, close to Adobadori, that's where I was living. Every morning, while others are dressing up and going to work, I have boots that I must wear. My church was at Yaba, Friday, Finiki, Jibo here. I will leave my house on Sunday morning around 5 a.m. I will get to church before everybody. Service starts 6:37. I was coming to church on Sunday like I was going to work. So when I hear people say, Pastor, I just laugh. I'm not asking you to do anything I've not done. I was coming from Aja to fellowship at Yaba Under Bridge. It was a new church, and I was getting to the church before the pastor. So 5:30 on Sunday morning, who is out? Who is on the road? But if I don't come out that early, I will be late. And I have to wear the boots, put my leg through the mud. And if you put on your torch, you will see scorpions, you will see snakes, you see all kind of reptiles, whatever, in that water. I wore that thing only with the mind of Christ in me. At a particular point, I realized that the boots started hurting my legs. I started having sores. I realized I could no longer be wearing the boots. You know what I did? I get to where that river starts. Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm in the darkness. Oh, goodness. I did it for 2 years. I will hold my shoes in my hands. My office shoes. Or my church shoes. Father, in the name of Jesus. When I say Father in the name, what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to pray. I'm saying, well, the moment I say fine, anything below the authority of that name, I take over. And that's what I meant. I wasn't praying. Father, in the name of Jesus. And I put one leg in the water. I know the scorpions are there. I've seen them, because even in the daytime you see them. I just put my leg. And that walk is like 7 minutes. It's not like a small pond. You walk through till you get to where there's dry land. I just had the feeling that I had power over scorpions. I had power over. That was the first scripture I was taught. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, when I became a Christian. Put up that scripture. Luke 10, 19. That's why what Pastor Buki shared this morning is very powerful. If you don't pay attention, you just hear, we are celebrating sisters, celebrating sisters. She's not here for your celebration. So she told you the word of God. Simple as ABC. He said, I've given you power, authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and physical, mental strength and ability over all the power, which means Satan can exercise warfare against your mind at the mental level. If he tries to break into your spirit and is unable to do because you are very prayerful, it will come into your mind and try to break your resolve. Because the moment he cuts off the mental power, you can't hear God. Even if God is speaking to you, that word will be in your spirit. You will just know that it's like God is talking, you are not hearing. Because the information must pass through your mind. How does it break mental power? It brings conflict. It brings depression. You lose a particular business. Something is happening. You are financially challenged. You start falling sick. The moment you start falling sick, you can't pray very well. So many things happen. It cuts you off from the mental level. And that is why Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 say that what? We must renew our mind. Because renewing your mind gives your mind strength to align with God. If you say, Shevi is just said to be reading the Bible, excuse me, renewing your mind is not only about reading Bible. It's about training your mind to be in a submissive state to the word of God. Not that because you've not been able to marry, you now see one boy that, okay, he's actually good, but he's not a Christian. He's actually good. Since when did being good become a criteria for a Christian to marry? When the scripture was very clear, do not be unequally yoked. Do not be unequally yoked. Why do you think many churches, many religions insist you must marry from the family, from the community family? Because they don't want to have unnecessary problem with where you are coming from, where he's coming from. Everybody is doing it. Jesus is also doing it. Marry within your family, and then if Satan wants to deceive you, he will tell you that there's nobody good enough for you here. And then your search continues. The one that is not good for you, has married. He's about to have the second child. The other one that you said 3 years ago that is not good enough, has married also, is having one child now. The other brother, the other sister, you just noticed that all those people you said they were not good enough, somebody saw them good enough. They've moved on with their life. You are there with your philosophy. The scripture says it is good for a man to what? To bear his yoke when he's young. Who will carry this yoke with you when you are old? Many of the philosophers who are shouting and making noise, 50 years old, they now realize that the only thing they have to their name is their Instagram account. And 500,000 followers. Nobody is good enough for you. Oh, really? Oh, really? And if you ask all of them, on a scale of 10, what are you? They say 12. 13. Sir, ma, when you get to a certain age, you can't be 10 again. That's how life is. So deal with it. Marry the wife of your youth. Marry when both of you can afford to be innocent. Marry when you can help yourself grow. Marry when you can still be each other's boyfriends and girlfriends after marriage. Don't marry and then, because both of you want to be prayer partners. So I like my wife, she's a prayer warrior. Oga, stop it. Stop it. You are a prayer. I hope you now also pray. Don't bring that doctrine into my house. So when you come, my wife is my wife, okay? Say, Pastor, you know God called me to the ministry. I cannot marry a woman that doesn't have call to the ministry. Who did God not call? Tell me one person that is in Christ that doesn't have a calling. That I'm a pastor doesn't mean my wife has to be one. So just get it. Say, Pastor, I cannot marry you. You know you are a pastor. Say, even me, I cannot marry you. Because you're a problem. I've not even married you, already complaining. I didn't ask you to be a pastor's wife. I asked you to be my wife. Just that you did not do well in English, so you don't know the difference. I said, marry me. Did I say marry the church? If I'm old enough to step aside, I will hand over this church to whoever is around that time that the Lord can use to continue. So you don't want to marry pastors. You better calm down.
Tell your neighbor, marry your husband. Please tell, marry a wife. His occupation may be accountant, pastor, soldier, but please don't marry occupation, marry human being. Marry a person, not occupation, because he can be fired from that job. He may even be a top banker, and then after 1 month of marriage, God will call him. So we are waiting for you. Shebi, you want to marry a top G? You want a top G? We are waiting for you. We have submitted your name at the CBN of heaven. So very soon they will call you. You will get a call from heaven, my son. For this purpose have I created you, to take the nations of the earth and bring salvation to the people of the world. I have given you a mandate to partake in this. You will cry. When you wake up, you will cry. And we will be laughing because we knew the things you said before you got married. I cannot marry a pastor. God will call both of you. We'll call both of you. Say, I go to the mission field. Who are those top people in Kenya? Of the Maasai. Go, my son. I have empowered you. You will be crying. All of us will stretch. Say, let's stretch hands to our brother. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, God has called you. Now tell your neighbor, stop running. See, let me tell you, all those that ran yesterday, they are now on the mission field. So don't play that card. It won't work. So I will not be a pastor. We are here now. And God is still doing. See, let me tell you, it was in those days that we say, if he gets to left, God will not use you. Now, even if it's only one leg you have, God will use you like that. Mama, do you know that? Mama, do you know that? If you decide now that your ministry is to be praying for me for the rest of your life, that God, use him, don't let him fall. Use him to bless all the nations of the world. People will not know that you are my secret power. They will be looking at people around me. But Mama will decide to do something. Eh? Anywhere I go, her account is credited. I don't even need to know she's praying for me and be saying thank you and all those things. People just notice that. They check everybody around me. They will not be able to identify where that covering is coming from. A prayer covering. That there's someone praying for this person. We don't know who that. They check my wife. Okay, she's praying, but it's not. They check Pastor Buki. They check Pastor Kwe. Where is this thing coming from? Where is this thing coming from? It will be Mama somewhere. Nobody will think that, this woman will be praying for him. So even if they say, Pastor, we don't pray. Sleep for 1 week. You don't pray. There will be one source they will be tracing. Something is gone. They can't find it. Because Mama has decided to remain invincible. You can have this life in abundance. Which means I can decide to cooperate with God. By what? By what? You look at Jude 1:20. Let's round up. Jude 1:20. He says what? He said, build up. What? Oh, no, that's not it. Let's put up the scripture. Let's round up. Because the question now arises, how do I maximize or run upgrades on my spirit such that the upgrades become so powerful, it compels my soul and my body to align? And Jude 20 gives us a model. He said, but you, beloved, build what?
Yourself.
Build what?
Yourself.
Who is responsible for this building?
I.
Which means the effort and the energy I personally put into this activity will determine a lot for me. This is not talking about corporate praying. This is talking about you as a person, me personally, waking up. And I am doing it with the consciousness of Jude chapter 1 verse 20. That I need to upgrade. I need to upgrade. I watch many of these Chinese monks. They will go into the forest, sit on a mountain for 6 months, 8 months. There's a particular upgrade they want. And they know it will not come cheap. They cannot do it with people around them. They will go into the forest fasting. Sit on the mountains and cross their leg. Meditating, praying. And I've explained to you that meditating
is also praying. I've told you guys before. Go and try meditating. Then try praying. Tell me which one is harder. Because many of us are strong spiritually, but our mental power is low. Which means it's very easy for Satan to distract us. Which is why you still love daily manna up till now. Because daily manna is easy. You can read it. Daily manna should be for your children. At your level, you should not say, yeah, thank God I read my daily manna after you've eaten. What do they call it? Is it dessert? I don't know what they call it. It's like dessert. You just to chew something. It's not the main thing feeding your spirit. There was a time it was good enough. But now, the warfare we are facing, we cannot depend on daily manna. Or what's the other one people read? Open heavens. Those things are good. But you cannot be... Where God is taking you to, your battery will be drained before you know it. Say, build up yourself. In what? Put up the scripture. But you, build up yourself. But you, Oluwa Gbenga, build... Please... Give me my form, the other version. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your what? Must, which means even in the realm of faith, there are layers. There is faith. There is holy faith. There is what? Most holy faith. As I journey with God, there's a purification going on. Going on. Going on at the background. It's like the iOS is running some programs at the background. You can't see it. But God can see it. It's when, and you just notice that your faith moves from believing for things, believing for physical things, earthly things, to start believing for nations, to believing for God. Your most holy faith is when God now becomes the center of your faith. When God becomes the center of that activity, that's your most holy faith. All right? So how do we do that? You say by praying in the Holy Ghost. When you are able to speak in other tongues. And praying in the Spirit are of two layers. Number one, praying in tongues. Number two, praying as led by the Spirit. Which means if I am praying in my earthly language, English, Idoma, Igbo, Yoruba, but the prayers are being inspired by those, and it is the Lord saying, this is what I want you to pray about. That prayer will have the same effect as tongues. Because you are praying in the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. But where you don't have any clear cut, pray this way. Praying in tongues will also achieve the same thing. Which is why you must be very careful not to become casual with tongues. Don't be casual with tongues. Don't be casual with tongues. It's a mistake a lot of people make. They even go to comedies and speak in tongues casually and playfully. You need to understand that this is a power generating machine. These tongues can give you uncommon wisdom. It can give you solution to a problem. It can tell you which of your clients to call now. But you have to train yourself. You see, the thing is about training. You know, I invest a lot in AI models. And one of the things I find in most of those models, the very good ones, is that when you buy them, they will tell you, if you want to get the value, you need to train this AI. Now, training this AI can be very stressful. But it's just like, you know, I opened a new ChatGPT account for my research work. So, one of the ways you can train your ChatGPT is, I take my personal profile. I said, my name is Oluwa Gbenga. I have a doctorate in leadership, transformational leadership, human resource management. I'm currently a PhD student with the University of Lagos. I have this as my master's degree. I have this as my first degree. I attended this school. I've done the research in this. I've done research in that. And I put one final statement. Save this information for future reference. Bam. It will just respond, done. So if tomorrow I'm doing a research, maybe I'm looking at maybe a particular study on why professional teachers are leaving public schools or resigning, or why private school teachers don't want to teach in private school anymore, but get more involved with private lessons, like the ones we do after school. That AI will respond to that question based on his understanding of my field. It will not explain it like a scientist. It will explain it like a sociologist. So that is just like a basic form of training AIs. In the same way, God is telling us your spirit can be trained. not as a doctor in residency, but as a specialist, such that over the years you can develop and they say, if it has to do with hearing God's voice, go to Gbenga. Because you have taken some time to train yourself along that line, you can. If it's about dreams, go to Brobimbo. If it's about work-life balance, go to Pastor Wumi. There are certain areas of your life that you have developed yourself such that even though they may pertain to the secularization of the world, you have a spiritual way of looking at those matters, and they are very right. Healing, cancer, Kenneth Hagin. Cripples, I can mention some other names. Some people just train themselves, some in uncommon wisdom, Daniel. The ability to preach and get Gentiles converted, Paul. The way to convince a Jewish man to be saved, Peter. Who can pastor a Jewish person? James. As you may not even know your area of development, but as you continue training your spirit to have this default setting, you reprogram your spirit to wake up with tongues. You are going into the bathroom around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Even if that 1 minute journey, your default speaking program, even in your mind, is in another language. You keep your mind active so that Satan can't easily influence it. Man of God, I realize, I'm sorry to say this, people may not agree. Let me just avoid trouble this morning. I realize that there are people that walk about with demons around them. Huh? There are people that walk around with demons of lust around them. You may not know. You may have people in your office of the opposite gender. Everybody is working fine, no issues. Somebody comes to pay a visit to your office. You just notice something changes. Like all of a sudden, you are realizing this is a woman. You realize this is a woman. But in that office, you have like 7 people who are ladies. And you've never thought that Ade Shewa or Ade Tong or Tolu, or you never thought about it that they are ladies. A lady walked in and there's a disruption. Sir, it's not that she's pretty. She came in with the spirit of lust. She herself may not even know she has it. How did she contact it? Maybe through the films she watches. Through the Instagram channels she subscribes to. Of recent, way back, many years, a few years ago, I followed a number of channels on Facebook because they were always into comedy. I mean, I like comedy. But I forgot about it. Recently, I just noticed that a lot of those channels, they are into pornography of some sort on their stories. So it just occurred to me, I know I need to start unfollowing these people. So anyone that I see now that pops up, unfollow. But initially it was just funny, just comedy, you know. So you have, the same way you keep cleaning up, you have to keep cleaning up spiritually. You have to tell yourself, look, I will not allow you to be, call your name, say, Busayo, I will not allow you to be lazy. Look at the mirror tomorrow morning, say, I will not allow you, want to, your first son, I will not allow you. Train your spirit not to pick calls when you are praying. Oh. Come on, are you here now?
Yes, sir.
It's training. I'm talking about training the AI. Huh? Training your spirit. Train your spirit, train your mind not to be on its own for too long. Give it a task. Even when you are watching a movie or you are in a business meeting, don't allow your mind run helter-skelter. I have studied myself. Anytime that happens, I always make major mistakes. And many times there will be moral mistakes. So don't like your mind. Train it. Don't like your mind. It will put you in trouble. So tell yourself from today, we have this. You know the way we content creators go on ChatGPT to create a 7-day content, 30 days content. We will create 30 day content for your mind. This is how you do. This is how you pray. These are the scriptures to think. Give your mind the scripture to think about in the morning. Give your mind the scripture to think about in the evening. If don't even pray about it, go to ChatGPT. Give me scripture renewing verses in the Bible. I need 2, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. Give me 7 days content. Don't go and be saying, Father, we scripture. Don't worry, we are ChatGPT to the rescue. Just go to the one. Say, put it in tabular form. For why we are saying Christ died for the ungodly. That's your meditation for that day. That's not the Bible reading, no. I'm saying for the day. Huh? Just hold that scripture in your mind. Romans chapter 8, verse 2, verse 1. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, for those who walk not after the flesh. You will realize you over time you start knowing scriptures. You start your mind. Somebody says something to you. God uses scriptures to now speak to you. He uses scripture to communicate. He just flashes a scripture and you can tell that God doesn't. What this person is saying is a lie. You can train your spirit. The degree of training you give to your spirit will now determine the amount of life that God will apportion to it. Don't be a 15-year-old Christian in primary school. The only things we can speak to you are earthly things. God will bless you. Say amen. God will bless you. Say amen. Those things are good, but you will not grow like that. God wants you to rise. He said, as he was in this world, so are we. God wants you to be able to rise and say, Satan, this point no further. Back. And your voice will be as the voice of Jesus. So which means we all have work to do. Many pastors who fail to learn the way of the Spirit are now teaching motivational messages and telling you, in fact, somebody talked about a pastor yesterday. He said, I listened to 1 year of his message. He was only talking about money. Then recently he made a blunder. If God puts a young Christian beside you for 6 months, what will happen to that person? This is the yardstick. Oh. This is the yardstick. Even in my organization, when I was in the bank, they will say you are the body. Abi, they will give you a new staff. How do we do it in those days? They will say, okay, train this person. If she has any challenge, you explain, you do all of that. So that she can learn the business. No, so she won't be sending stupid email. Maybe where she's coming from. Say, dear all, I hope this email meets you well. Is this an email or letter writing? Sorry, we don't do that here. Say, dear Foluke, in respect to our conversation, previous conversation 2 days ago, please find below the overhead cost for this particular project. Though we are looking at still engaging with the client to see if we could have some reduction, but however, this is the initial bit. We'll also be speaking with other vendors to see if we can get a better offer. However, please take this for further use when we revert. I am open to having a meeting, anything from tomorrow, 10 a.m., so we could brainstorm on this. Fine, bam. Not dear all, in capital letters. So you just realize that if man sees the need for training, come on now. You had a first class, but they will not leave you to your first class. They will train you. This is how we behave here. We don't shout. Don't bring down your Agbalumo spirit here. Because in Friday, when we are at Friday, somebody is on this. You know this Friday East side? They don't play with the other side. Some of you don't know. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The East Coast and West Coast. In fact, if you have a church here, those on this side may not want to come because they don't want to be attacked. So you only do your evangelism here. So even if you have a friend, you say, you shout from there, hey, my guy. But you must not cross. Thank God for Sonwolu. Sonwolu has made it possible for Christians to cross the street now for evangelism. So the only issue here now is what you are going to do with this message. But I'm telling you, we all have a responsibility. There is something we can do. Do you know that even when it has to do with forgiveness, you can train your spirit with the word of God? Such that people will expect to react. It's not that you're a fool. It's just that the word of God has trained you. It has trained you. And that is what God wants us to do. So this week, you are going to take up a 7-day challenge for yourself. Say amen. You are going to pray more. You are going to read the word of God more. Then you are, but more than that, you are going to develop a strategy on how you are going to start this journey going forward. Some of you may need to develop confessions that you would read out prophetically, especially confessions that are tailored for your own use. You know some of the things that seem to be patterns in your families. You may want to take your time. Don't rush. And don't use ChatGPT for it. Right? Did you see the jam result, sir, that came out last? Yeah. Did you see the noise around it? I don't know if you were. I know you are very. Most of our folks got below, scored below 200. It was on the news, radio, TV, everywhere. And I said, yeah, do you give them phones? Some of these children have iPhones. They have YouTube channels. They have CapCut. They have MapCut and all the. They are in a different world. They are not trying to go to school and become like you. They want to make it at 19, 20. So they have seen that your way doesn't work. They just went into the exam hall to fail. Because they know a musician that made it before going back to school. In fact, they had to create the course for him. And the boy is going to be governor very soon. Yeah, go and write it down. Very soon, just somewhere in the future. You will be a politician. And on the day of his coronation, he will sing his song, his own song, and dance. Because there are dancers in that family. Don't leave your life to chance. Please, let me tell your neighbor, don't leave your life to chance. Take it a step further. Don't leave your mind to chance. Set a deliberate target. If you are going through any challenge, have a particular prayer confession written out for your business. Have something written out for your spiritual life. All those pain points, have a specific way you pray about them. Mondays, I pray for my parents, my family. Don't be disorganized. Tuesdays, I pray for the church, Harvest World, or your company of believers, the body of Christ. Wednesday, I confessions around my destiny. So you are not, once it's Monday, we know what we are doing. You are not trying to redeem the whole world. If you are expecting a baby, 8 p.m. every night, for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I pray over my baby. You can live an organized life. Before I go to bed, 30 minutes, you pray in tongues. Also, take it a step further. Learn how to pray when your lips are not moving. You are in the midst of people, but you are praying in tongues. 30 minutes. It takes a lot of training to be able to do that. Start now. Because they may come, they will put a sellotape over your mouth. You will not be able to pray. Because they know that the power of your life is in your tongue. So they will put something and gag you in the office. They'll say, nobody's praying in this office again. They will gag you. But if your mind has been trained, you will rise above it. Come on, say, I will not be lazy. Come on, say, I will not be lazy. Come on, say, I will not be lazy. The strength of your mind is actually the strength of your life. Because no matter how much God loves you, your mind will either enhance or sabotage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for yourself in 1 minute and ask that the life of God will permeate your soul, permeate your body, permeate your spirit. I want you to pray fervently now and ask that the power of God, the life of God, will flow through your spirit, flow through your mind, flow through your body. Let it flow to the overflowing. I want you to give permission to the Holy Spirit to release the life of God across the three layers of your being, your body, soul, and spirit. I want you to pray. If you're having any sickness in your body, ask that the life of God will flow to that place and destroy the power of that sickness or infirmity in your body. I want you to pray right now. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit. I don't want to continue at this level. I ask for a major upgrade. I ask for an upgrade in my spirit. Let the life of God flow without restraint. Let the life of the Holy Spirit flow across my spirit. Let it 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 flow to the overflowing. Are you praying? Are you praying? Two more minutes.
Let the life of God flow through my body, soul, and spirit. Now, I want you to use these words you are saying to begin to retrain your mind. Ask that the life of God will begin to retrain your mind to be obedient to the Lord. Ask that the life of God will begin to take ownership of your mind, making it submissive to the will of God. Let the power of God begin to flow into your mind through the word of God, making your mind submissive to the will of God. Let the life of God begin to flow through your mind, making it submissive to the will of God. Your mind will no longer run riot. Your mind will no longer run helter-skelter. Will not be scattered. You will no longer be scattered. That the life of God, the power of God, will flow, making your mind obedient to the Lord. I won't relent, oh Lord, until I see your face. I want to know you more, until I am like you. I won't relent,
oh God,
until I see your face. I want until I am like you, I will relent,
oh God, until I see your face. I want to know you more, until I am like you.
I won't relent,
oh God,
until I see your face.
I want to know you more, until I am like you.
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 I won't relent,
oh God,
until I see your face.
I want to know you.
Rise up on your feet. Come on.
Until I am like you.
Now I want you to put your hands on your belly. The scripture says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I want you to play low. I want you to make contact with that PowerPoint. And I want you to ask for God's fire. God's fire again to steer the waters. God's fire to steer the waters again. Open your mouth and begin to pray like a prayer warrior. Ask that God's fire will rest upon your belly now, and the waters of the Spirit will be steered now. Come on, do it very quickly. Put it very quickly, very quickly, very quickly, very quickly. Some of you are going to be revived instantly. You are going to be revived instantly. Rabbi Sata Hikano, Rabbi Lano Tokopaya. Zakata yatakata baye kata zakata leba rabika tuno totopataye zakata yele barakataya. There's fire in your spirit. Rabekata la baroto kosata zekata yeba letayaka lebrokoto zetaya. Let fire begin to break forth out of your spirit. Let revival fire begin to burn afresh. Zekata yebale, zaketa yebarakataya, rabekatunde lebarase, zekatunde leberota, aine berokoto yekazaya, zekata yene melota, rabiando hosa, ezakata yebalea, zekata yebarekaduzianda. Receive the fire, receive the fire, receive the fire, receive the fire. Rabele kando zote ya laba. Zekata yele barra zekata. Arabalendo zoto yeda laza. Zakata yeleme rosa taya. Rabalende bosuta yegedele bosuta. Rahasele melo dozote ya. Azakale marasa. Hallelujah. Listen, one of the ways to train your mind is by singing songs of God's presence. There are songs that we call the songs of His presence. Those are songs that glorify God. Those are songs that lift Him up. The devil tries to casualize these things and make you focus on the beat alone. But listen, there are songs that draw God near to you. Hallelujah. Go and review your library, your music library. Look at the songs you are singing. Sometimes it's not that you are not praying hard, but you are not giving Him glory enough. In the old heavens, that's what they do. So how can you say you praise Him for 10 minutes and that's enough? If you tell people to pray, let's thank God, let's thank God. Even in an online meeting, you'll see the way they'll be mumbling. But tell them to dismantle all the witches and wizards. You'll hear their voice. Train your spirit with songs of God's presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will give you a song of His presence. Sometimes you enter into His presence and you come in with a song you never learned. And after the prayers, you can't even remember the song again. Those are songs of His presence. Sometimes there may be some of those songs you sang as young children that you heard your parents sing at home. Or it might be a song that God just gave you for a season and that song really helped you and just moved you from one season to the other. You must find those songs. Don't forget, for you to qualify, that song must give Him glory. It must give Him praise. It's not a song for asking. It's a song for giving. You give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name. Jesus, we lift up Your name.
Jesus,
we lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
We lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
We lift You. We lift You.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
We lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
We lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
We lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name. Jesus, we lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
Yeah,
we lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
We lift up Your name.
Jesus, we lift up Your name.
Hallelujah.